When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, good afternoon. Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot on the air, and we are live from the Moon Pay X Games Championship in the Caesars Superdome, presented by LCMC Health, 8 hospitals keeping you well. And we appreciate their sponsorship, and those are really, really great people. You might be able to hear in the background some of the Moto X athletes practicing right now. And when you think about the speed and the weight of those motorcycles, and what I find amazing is when they do a, when they go in the air, when they get air and they do a flip, and they're parallel with the bike, a friggin' motorcycle. They're parallel with the motorcycle, and they're not even touching it. I mean, it's hands off. The feet are not on. And so at some point, they're flying parallel to the bike. It's one of the things that I've seen that it just absolutely amazes me. And all of these athletes are truly athletes, and it's fun to be here. So this is the beginning of the X Games Championship in New Orleans, and we just got word that Wayne Fontenot, who is from Opelousas, he is in Moto X. He's practicing right now. He's on the floor of the dome practicing, so after practice, he's going to come join us. And then we were also scheduled to talk to another skateboarder, and he didn't make it by here. I know they were practicing earlier, so hopefully we'll see him soon. You know, it could be that these people are a little bit like, you know, rock stars. You know, they can't always be depended on, you know, to show up exactly on time. I mean, I've gotten used to this in the years that I've been in this business. So we've got great bumper music. A lot of it is about skateboarding. And I know that, you know, many of you watch this. Oh, by the way, I've got the X Games TV schedule. And tonight on ESPN, you can see the X Games here from New Orleans from 8 to 11. 3 hours of coverage tonight, 8 to 11 on ESPN. Tomorrow on ABC from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., and then Saturday, ESPN, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., then Sunday, that will be the final day, on ABC Sunday afternoon from 1 to 3, you'll see it on ABC, and on ESPN Sunday night from 5 to 8. And after that, you can switch over to Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. Because, I mean, I'm loving Shark Week. I mean, I don't know why. I was watching Shark Fest. You know this. I was watching Shark Fest on the National Geographic's channel, and that was awesome. And I thought I was watching Shark Week. But, no, Shark Week is starting Sunday night. So that's really cool. Also streaming on the Roku Sports Channel, ESPN app, and YouTube and Kick.com. So you can find live coverage in those places as well. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Friday afternoon. It's just fun to be in this environment, and I'm looking forward to talking to some of these athletes. Look, you know, we can add to the conversation, since this is the day that La Bamba was released in 1987. We can add to the conversation this afternoon the movies about artists that were just the best. And there are a lot of them. Now, look, we all understand that it's not necessarily all factual. That, you know, okay, let's say the rock star had had intimate relations with in the movie, let's say the rock star had intimate relations with three women. It could be that in real life he only had sex with two women. So, you know, it can be a little bit exaggerated, but, you know, the point is, it's a good biopic. So if you want to tell us a movie that you thought was a really good biopic, I thought La Bamba was really good. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Yeah, I'm hearing the Moto X athletes, and yeah, that's the best way to describe them, athletes, because they are. I'm sure you could hear them on the microphone. Luke, you think they can hear this? They can. Yeah, if I just shut up, they'll be able to hear it, right? All right, here comes another one. Yeah, you can hear that. That's on the floor of the dome going on right now. They're on the ramps, and you know, again, it's going to be exciting to see that, and you'll be able to watch it tonight. So again, tonight on ESPN 8 to 11, coverage from the X Games here, and then tomorrow afternoon on ABC 2 to 6 in the afternoon, and ESPN tomorrow night 6 to 9. I'll be at 80s Night at Felix's, and then Sunday ABC 1 to 3 and ESPN from 5 to 8. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian Hocus with us on location. Ian, for the last couple of weeks, has been very busy behind the scenes doing some work around the station as the station gets ready to kind of move to a new level, and we'll be announcing more about that coming up. He's out there looking for some of the athletes who are supposed to be joining us. I'm sharing as much as I know with you about some of the X Games athletes, and also just some of the things that they do. And then also, you know, Luke Augusta is here with us. He is our location engineer, and we're also going to talk to Jay Cicero, who is part of the group that actually brought all of this this to New Orleans. So let's take a break here, and we're going to come back. Coleman is our studio producer back at the studio, and Coleman, get some text lined up, and we'll take care of that coming up in a few minutes. Okay. But let's take a break here, and we'll come back. I can't name the name of this band because it's obscene, but this is a song that was very popular among skaters called Wild in the Streets, and that sort of fits the image of a lot of skaters because they were seen as very rebellious and wild in the streets. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWE.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill. And now, on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now, on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
WL. Honest, this is going to be another request I'm going to make Saturday night if Shane Love is one of my favorite 80s songs to dance to. Yeah, we're doing 80s night at Felix's. It's part of the revitalization of West End, and I kind of jumped ahead of the whole plan and wanted to just start to bring some light back to West End. So you can join us Saturday night, 8 o'clock, 80s night at Felix's Seafood Restaurant, the only authentic seafood restaurant on the West End area. All right, so this is a great event to have in New Orleans, this X Games Championship, the MoonPay X Games Championship. This is the culmination of events that have taken place. I was watching 2 weeks ago, they were in Japan. 3 weeks ago, they were in Sacramento. Right now, live on the floor in the dome, there's a practice session going on with the BMX bikers. It's pretty incredible. It's amazing that this event is in New Orleans, and it really, a lot of credit goes to the New Orleans Sports Foundation. President and CEO is Jay Cicero. Jay, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate you having me on. This is great.
Yeah, so you were downstairs just now and you saw some of the practice.
I was. We were watching the BMX bikes make their jumps off their ramp. And I was amazed at that. And then you hear the motorcycle start and you see their jumps. It's absolutely amazing. And we talked about this numerous times over the past several months. We said, imagine this visual of these bikes and these skateboards when they hit the vert ramp. The motorcycles flying through the Superdome. Just that picture that in this iconic facility that has so much history. To have this type of event here is just, I think, not only Feather and Sports Foundation's cap, but our partners with New Orleans and Company, Louisiana Economic Development, and obviously Legends Global, who manages this incredible stadium.
Jay, what was the biggest challenge in getting this event to New Orleans?
Well, you know, they rearranged or reorganized couple years ago. It used to be owned by ESPN. It was ESPN X Games for a number of years. That's where they really started their branding of X Games. Then, right before the pandemic, they sold. Or they disbanded. And then they sold a couple times. And a guy named Jeremy Bloom, who was a former NFL wide receiver, bought it. And has turned it into what we're seeing today on the floor of the Superdome. He created a team atmosphere, so there's teams from all over the world participating in, as well as individuals, and being able to create a package that has a media value to be broadcast not only on ABC but ESPN, ESPN2 this entire weekend.
Jeremy Bloom played football in Colorado. Mm-hmm. After he finished that, he kicked me out of my apartment in downtown Denver because he bought it as a condo, as an investment. And I remember Jeremy Bloom coming in and looking the place over when he was buying it. So that's, you know, a relationship that I have with Jeremy Bloom. He was just a great, great athlete and a good guy, too. So congratulations for getting this event here. You know, for all the things that you've brought here, this is a little different of an event. And I guess in some ways it attracts the same demographic. It's just that that demographic is coming for their kids.
Yes. I mean, you've got you and me who have you probably have grandkids too, but grandkids that are interested, and then younger kids, you know, in their 30s. that are interested. But then there are teenagers who are very excited about these types of action sports. And there's a lot more facilities around the state of Louisiana than there used to be. So there's a lot more participation, mainly by the youth of our state. But the ability to work with them and to bring them here is really, I think, a feather in the cap. This audience, the Sports Foundation and our partners have really worked on diversifying the type of events that we're attracting to New Orleans, because you can't bring a Super Bowl every year.
Right.
So, this year was Hondo Rodeo, which is kind of the same concept where there's music associated with rodeo. Yeah. And now X Games. With music, electronic dance music, and youthful music here at the Smoothie King Center tonight and tomorrow, along with the same like-minded crowd for X Games. We had Savannah Bananas here this spring.
Yeah.
We had the U.S. Gymnastics National Championships here last summer. So we really focus on diversifying the types of events that we are attracting and bringing more people to New Orleans who may not have experienced it in a while.
So you're drawing from this entire area, because there are going to be some parents and kids in Mississippi and Texas and Louisiana. But when you look at how big this championship is, there are people who are going to come from far away to come to this event here.
Absolutely. Again, the media exposure associated with this event is one of the things that's very attractive. To be able to, we all know and talk about way too much all the negative things that happen in our area or in the state, but there's so many more positive things that are happening.
I try to talk about those too.
You do. And so but the ability to broadcast that and to talk about that with national media is something that these types of events bring that nothing else does.
Well, and you look at the athletes from Japan and Australia and from around the world. This is global exposure.
It really is. This is being broadcast over 190 countries. This is incredible, the exposure associated with it. And the mindset, you can say that action sports – in China or in Japan are maybe bigger than they are here in the United States. So it's amazing that this event has revived and come about. And you got to thank Jeremy, your old friend Jeremy Bloom, for taking it on and bringing it to where it is now.
Well, I wouldn't say we're friends. I had to move because he bought the condo, but I didn't blame him for doing it. It wasn't personal. So, I love this event being here. And skateboarding over the years has had its ups and downs. And, in the beginning, it was associated with rebellious teenagers, and there were a few things that forced that to happen. But, I look back at the history of skateboarding, and it goes back to the 40s and 50s when surfers wanted something to do when the ocean was flat. Mm-hmm. And so they took the metal wheels from skates and put them on a board, and they were sidewalk surfing on these skateboards. That was the origin of it.
Yeah, we were talking about when I was a kid, we had metal wheels on skateboards.
Yeah, it was horrible.
When we were kids this morning, and the younger people were going, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, "Well, that's what it was. Look what it's come down to now, and how much the technology has played in the ability for these athletes to do these incredible tricks, you're going to call them, on skateboards and motorcycles as well as the bicycles.
I was talking about this a few minutes ago. There are some tricks where the Moto X athletes, they let go of the bike. They're in the air, not touching the bike, flying parallel with the bike in the air. It's incredible.
I just saw somebody practice that as I was walking walking here.
How do you practice that?
Where do you get how are you brave enough to even practice it? That's what I don't understand.
You got to be young.
You got to have a mindset that is willing to take that risk, and then the payoff is when you do it. It must be incredible to be able to do something like that.
I thought it always deserved to be there, but don't you think that when when skateboarding and snowboarding were accepted at the Olympics, that it really elevated both of those sports.
It has, and I think the Olympics being in Los Angeles in 2 years is going to elevate it even more, because California is obviously the center of action sports in the United States, summer action sports in the United States. So you got to think that these X Games is going to take off even further, leading up to and right after the Olympic Games. So kudos to Jeremy and his group for having the foresight to put this back together and to think about how to commercialize it and make it something that fans would be interested in.
Yeah, it is. It's very fan-friendly now, and it, undoubtedly this, you know, inspires young people to go out and do this. I mean, watching this, especially in person, watching the X Games in person, that's going to inspire young people to, if they have a skateboard, it's going to inspire them to get back on it. If they don't have a skateboard, it might encourage them to get a skateboard.
That's true, and you know, we always say this with these major events that we attract and manage, is that hopefully there's a legacy associated with it. With a legacy of something like the X Games is that we did a battle for the boot, and we had competitions at skate parks all over the state of Louisiana. All those participants have been invited to come to X Games. The winners of those skate competitions are going to be recognized here this weekend, and to be able to get kids out when they may be sitting around watching television or playing with their phones or whatever, to get them out and active, and they come here and they see these incredible athletes do these incredible jumps and tricks, perhaps it inspires them to be someone like these athletes.
And they're truly athletes.
They are. It's a skill. There's no doubt about it.
It's amazing. So who did we beat out? If you wouldn't have gotten it, who would have gotten this?
Well, they wouldn't tell us.
I know. But I got to ask.
It was actually, I think it was an outdoor facility. So it must have been somewhere where the weather's a lot nicer than it is here in June. But that was all we were told. So they didn't really tell us who it was or what other city it was. But you know, Jeremy this morning at the opening press conference with all the athletes was like, you know, you walk into the facility, you walk into this Superdome, the Caesars Superdome, and you realize this is the perfect place to have the first championship of their team, of their event.
The problem is that, you know, we're going to show them how great it is to have it in a dome, and then, you know, other domes are going to try to win it over next year.
That's okay. We'll take that. We'll take that any day.
Yeah,
and hopefully we'll show them how great it is to do it here, and they'll want to come back here sometimes.
Yeah, and we'll show everybody how much better it is to do it in New Orleans than to do it there.
Well, it's all about service. You know, we love visitors. New Orleanians and Louisianans love visitors. We love to show them our favorite restaurant. We love to show them where to get a best $10 po' boy they can find. We love to tell them where to go to the best museum, like the World War II Museum or something like that. And we treat them like family. And every one of the staff for the X Games has said something like that to me the last couple of days. It's like, we feel so welcome here. We feel like we're part of the family. Everybody's so nice here, cool. You know, and said, we don't get that reception everywhere we go. And I'm like, that didn't make any sense to us in Louisiana, I can tell you that.
You can't buy better publicity than that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you can't. And, exactly. And it, that is so true. I mean, Southern charm is not a myth.
That's true.
Southern hospitality is not a myth. So here it is in the dome. Hopefully it comes back here one day soon. Can you tell by hotel occupancy that people are coming in for this?
We've been told. New Orleans and Company has reported that hotel occupancy is up this week compared to last year. This week. Now, there's a couple of other events going on in town, too, but hopefully it's a lot of it's due to the X Games.
Yeah.
And I think there'll be a combination of things. One, what their athletes think of participating in the Superdome, the Caesars Superdome. That's always important. I think what the media partners will think, what the media coverage is here, or more media here because it's New Orleans. Usually that's a factor. Or what's the fan attendance over the course of the time. And then, you know, what level of service did they receive from us as a staff? We're working together with them on everything from operations to marketing to communications to media PR to the community engagement. Every aspect of their event, we have someone assigned to. And they are, you know, we guide them through the potholes of New Orleans and making sure that they are, when they have choices to make, they make the right choices on either vendors or, you know, where to go if they want to entertain their top 100 clients. You know, what is it that they want? And so we're always working closely with them. And that builds a close relationship and a trust relationship with them when you're helping them not only solve problems, but you're recommending really good places to go and things to do.
Well, you did a great job bringing it here. Jay Cicero, President and CEO of New Orleans Sports Foundation. Thank you for being with us on the show.
Team effort. Thank you.
Cool. All right. If you want to join us for the comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air, and we are live from the MoonPay X Games Championship in the Caesar Superdome, and they're practicing. You can hear Moto X riders on the floor of the dome right now practicing, and we're going to come back with more of your comments, and we'll talk more about the X Games on WWL. You know, a lot of skateboard-related music and a lot of songs about skateboard are ska. You know, this is that ska sound. It's kind of a calypso, reggae, pop sound that was, you know, really popular, I guess, back in the mid to late 90s. Maybe, I guess, really through the 90s, ska was really popular. But I was surprised that so many of the songs that I found that were about skateboarding were ska songs. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and we continue live from the MoonPay X Games Championships in the Caesar Superdome, presented by LCMC Health, 8 hospitals, keeping you well. And it's Free for All Friday, so we've got a little more to talk about. Again, we're also talking about biopics about artists. What was one of the best movies about a musical artist that you've seen? I think there are a lot of great ones out there. We're going to talk about that this afternoon as well. And we're talking about that because this is the day in 1987, La Bamba, a story about Ritchie Valens and his music, was first released in movie theaters nationwide. Okay, let's talk to Mark Roebling. He is another one who is responsible for bringing this event to New Orleans. Mark is he's the Senior Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer for New Orleans & Company. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, it's good to be with you. And appreciate your nice words about what we're doing.
Okay, listen. Tell me about the last time you were on a skateboard.
Scoot, it was when skateboards were just invented. It was many, 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 many years ago.
No, me too. It was like a banana board. I think they called it a banana board. And you remember those banana boards?
Yes, I do. And you would not want to see me on a skateboard right now.
No, I would hit the smallest rock and the skateboard would stop and I kept going and I would hit so hard. I would get so frustrated. I would take the skateboard inside and I swear I'm never doing this again. And then I would do it again. But they did not have the adventurous knowledge that they have about skateboarding today, which is just it's amazing. And it's, you know, BMX and it's also Moto X here in the dome. And what was the biggest challenge of bringing this here? I just talked to Jay Cicero, but I'd like to talk to you about this.
You know, I want to tell you, I've moved on. I'm now senior advisor. Jeremy Cooker has now got that great role that I was playing, so I want to give him the plaudits for that. The whole team worked on this from a standpoint of the calendar, making sure that the Superdome would be available to host this, and to keep working with the X Games folks over the last several years to show them that the Caesar Superdome in New Orleans was the great place to host this. And we can only do that because we have proven that we have built a legacy of hosting these major events in New Orleans, like Super Bowls and Final Fours. This is an international event. At the press conference this morning, you heard all the various voices from Australia and across over in Japan. You've got athletes from all over the world competing. And again, it just shows that New Orleans can be the center of the world, and Louisiana as well, I have to say, because we worked very closely with the state of Louisiana and the Department of Economic Development, along with the Sports Foundation, to do this.
Yeah, I think it's a great event for New Orleans and the Dome. It's a natural thing. And as I told Jay, you know, now we're going to have Dome stadiums all over the country fighting for this event because, well, hey, you did it at a Dome in New Orleans. Why don't you come to Indianapolis?
Exactly. They were all reading our playbook.
Yeah, but you know what? If it goes there, it's not going to be the same.
No, it won't be. The athletes were talking about the great week they had of exploring the bayous and seeing alligators and having great food. No other city can compete. And I do have some fresh occupancy numbers to give you that we have projected for the weekend, which is a very positive piece of news, if I can share that with you.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, if you compare this weekend to last year's same weekend, we are up 5.5 percentage points for tonight. We're up 7.6 percentage points for tomorrow night and 9.2% higher for Sunday night. So when we're able to bring an event like this, particularly in the middle of the summer, we want to do that so that it impacts the industry in a very positive way. And so we're seeing that with occupancy trending up this weekend, which is fantastic. But there are other things happening here, too. You know, you've got Bocuse d'Or. You've had Tales of the Cocktail running through this week. We've got the Louisiana Restaurant Association showcase at the convention center. So many things are happening here. And again, New Orleans seems to be the center of the universe on a regular basis.
You know, when you think about the demographics that are going to be here, it's the same demographics that go to a lot of events here. It's just that many of them are going because maybe they're bringing their kids, or maybe they have reached a point where they're no longer skateboarding, but they remember when they used to do it. And, you know, a lot of people can relate to these action sports, the skateboarding, BMX, and Moto X. And it seems like there's so much more respect for these sports since some of them have now been accepted at the Olympics. And you've got athletes from all over the world. So this is great exposure globally for New Orleans.
It really is, you know, and it's going to be seen this weekend on ESPN and ABC. So you're getting a national and global audience tuning in to the magnificence of the Caesar Superdome, the Champion Square where the X Fest is being held, which is free and open to the public, as you know, and then all the music that's happening around here. So it's a family friendly event. Lots of activity, and of course, with this hot weekend that's ahead of us, the air-conditioned Superdome is the only place to be.
Yeah. So, Jay said they didn't tell him. Did they tell you who we beat out for this event?
No, I think they want to, and I won't say embarrass the other cities, but I don't think they want to say who else really tried hard. But we tried harder, and we won it. So, and I think
who the losers are.
We're hearing. Yeah, you know, based on what we're hearing, this won't be the last time we see X Games here.
Oh, good. That's really cool. Yeah, because I think it's an exciting, different kind of event to have, and I just think it's great that it's here, and it shows the diversity of our interest in New Orleans and in the Dome.
Yeah. Now, Scoot, I got to ask you, are you going to go up on the vert or are you going to do the BMX bike? Which one are you going to do?
Listen, the closest I'm going to get is with my media pass, I'm going to watch them. That's the closest I'm going to get to it. I mean, it would be instant death if I got on the vert or if I got on a bike or anything like that. It would be instant death. I would not be here on Monday.
I think our insurance companies would drop us.
Well, yeah. Well, I know. You know, my wouldn't have to worry anymore because I'd be dead. You know, somebody'd be paying for a funeral. So I mean, there'd be a GoFundMe thing. Hey, you want to help pay for Scoot's funeral? Guess what? He got on the vert. He's dead. So listen, I know you live nearby. I want to personally invite you to 80s night at Felix's Saturday night at 8 o'clock.
Oh wow! Yeah, that's right next door.
Yeah, I'm bringing 80s night to Felix's. It's part of revitalizing West End, and I made that announcement that I was doing that at the exact time, the same day that the city and the parish and the state all came together and talked about that plan to revitalize West End. So I'm excited
about it.
But yes, I'd love to have you guys stop by.
Well, I will look forward to seeing you because we will be at the LRA during the day and we'll be looking for something to do on Saturday night and we'll just walk right next door.
Yeah, come over and see. 8 o'clock it starts, but it's going to go on well after that. And I think you'll have a good time.
You got it. Thank you so much.
All right, Mark Robick, who is now the senior advisor for New Orleans & Company. Sounds like you're still getting a good salary, but maybe you don't have to do as much work. Is that right? Am I close?
I'm just working hard to pay the mortgage.
Yeah, okay. But senior advisor, I mean, that's like kind of a lofty position to be in, you know.
Yeah, I'm advising seniors now.
Yeah. All right, Mark Romick, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, Scoot. You have a good day.
Thanks for being with us. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Coming up, we're going to get to some of your texts. I'm sure we've gotten some texts about some of the best biopics, some of the best movies about musicians, and I'm going to name a few of my favorites. This is the day in 1987 La Bamba was released, and I thought it was a great, great biopic about Ritchie Valens. I didn't know much about him until the movie, and I know movies are not 100% accurate when they're about these stars and celebrities, but you know they're accurate enough to let us know kind of what they were like. So we'll get to talking about that between now and the next hour. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1960, this song from The Ventures, this was their first hit. And this was the day that they first hit the charts with Walk, Don't Run. And The Ventures, as you know, were a reflection of the surf scene back in the 60s. And skateboarding comes from surfing, when the surfers wanted something to do when the ocean was flat and there were no waves. So they created a makeshift skateboard and started surfing on the sidewalk. And that was the historic beginning of skateboarding. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be right back. This is WWL.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar for today, July the 24th, it was on this day what was the year? This was back in the 1970s. It was on this day in 2011 that Dan Peek, the founding member of this yacht rock band, I mean, they become known as a yacht rock band, America. This is the day he died in his sleep. But their music was popular back in the 70s, and Tin Man was one of their biggest hits. And, you know, so often in my life, I have wished I was the Tin Man. Because this is a reference to the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz. And what's interesting about the Tin Man and all the characters is, and what they say in the song is, it never gave him nothing that he didn't already have. The Tin Man was the one who wanted to have a heart. And remember, before the wizard gave him a heart, he was always crying. So the Tin Man really already had his heart. He already had a heart. He already had great emotion. And sometimes it would be nice to be the Tin Man and not have a heart and not be so sentimental about things. All right, I'm hoping to talk to a BMX athlete coming up after the news at 3 o'clock. You know, they're all scattered around here doing their practicing, and you can hear the Moto X bikes in the background. I'm seeing people like on this video screen. I'm seeing them flying through the air, and just to see what they do on these bikes is really, really amazing. If you're just tuning in, I'm going to tell you where you can watch the X Games this weekend, and also we will continue to try to talk to a few of the athletes. And you know, if you have a biopic, some movie about a musical artist that you thought was really, really great, I'd love to know what that is. This is the day in 1987 La Bamba was released. It was about Ritchie Valens. I'll tell you another one of my favorites is The Buddy Holly Story with Gary Busey. Man, I thought The Buddy Holly Story was incredible. And Gary Busey actually did some of the singing. So what's another biopic about a musical artist that you think was really good? We'll continue to have that conversation live from the X Games Championship in the Dome, sponsored by LCMC Health.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.